Oh, come on.
Hello, Virgin.
Oh, hello, sorry. It was ringing so long now, I forgot what I was doing. Can you put me through to, when your game don't work?
One moment.
Give me a neck. I'll pause this. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, sorry, is that, what's that?
Virgin Technical Support.
All right, is that who I speak to when I got a game that don't work?
Yep.
Right, I got a game that don't work, it's Jedi Knight.
Yep, no problem.
Well, I bought it from a boy.
Yep.
Can't get it, I've got the thing, and we put it in the computer.
Sorry, yeah.
And it don't work. It says it should just, you know, it should come up with something.
Yeah. Yeah, you put it in and it should come up with the installation, and he's not doing that.
Well, he's coming up with some stuff about, yeah, copying, you know, where it's doing files.
Right.
But then, and it comes up with it, it finishes all of that, and then it's all this stuff about, it should be coming up with stuff, the game, but it doesn't actually come up or enough, it just doesn't work.
Right, okay.
The game, sometimes it sort of starts up and it just stops.
Right, okay, we'll return the disc to us and we'll have a look at them here for
you. Right, but I don't think there's anything wrong. I took it round to friends and it worked.
Yeah, it could be the difference between the CD drives. So if you could actually return it to us, we'll have a look at it here for you.
Right, how long is that going to take though? Because, like, I bought it from a boy, you know, he's wanting to play it and everything. He's not happy.
We'll do it by return of post.
Right, how long does that take?
Well, as long as it takes for you to get it to us. We'll turn it round the same day.
Well, I'll get it back the same day I post it.
No. You post it to us, the day we get it, we will get another one back out to you.
Right, and what if that one don't work then? Because like I say, it's my mate's, his works. I took it round on my mate's and it works on his.
Right, are you in front of your machine?
What?
Are you in front of your machine?
Well, I've got a machine here, but I ain't got the Jedi Knight here.
No, are you in front of the computer that the...
Not my, no.
Right, okay, well what we'd need to do is have a look at the actual...
I write down what it is, I can tell you what my computer is.
No, that's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to sort out here is the actual, as to whether your DirectX drivers are certified and they're all on there. That's what we need to look at next.
Right. What's that then?
That's what I'm saying. We need you in front of the machine that's going to run the game.
Why is it right? When I bought another Star Wars game, yeah? Which was on the Nintendo thing. And now I just bung it and it just works.
Because there's actually a big difference between the Nintendo console and a PC.
Right.
Because just putting it on the Nintendo console is built...
Right.
Purely for playing the games that come on it. A PC's built for any one of a dozen different things for it to do.
Right. But, I mean, isn't there nothing you can do over the, you know...
Yes, there is, if you're in front of the machine.
Right.
So, I mean, could you get in front of the machine and ring us back, and then I'll talk you through?
Well, I mean...
What we need to look at on the machine.
I'll write down some of the things that happen.
No, we need to know the DirectX drives, and without that, the game uses DirectX, and that's the first thing we need to look at.
How do I know if I've got that on my computer?
Because we will talk you through it. I will talk you through what you need to do to establish it.
Is it a bit like that film where that stewardess is trying to land the plane?
Yeah, I'll talk you through what I need to do. Yeah, I mean, if you, you know, yeah.
Right. All right, what time do you close?
We close at 5 o'clock.
Oh, no, you see, I can't get home before then.
Well, I mean, without you in front of the machine, he's going to... How old is your son?
He's about 12. I mean, he's better on computers than me.
So could he ring us?
No, that's a thought, actually.
Presumably he gets in from school about 3:30, 4 o'clock, yeah?
Is there a number that I can put him through to, on you?
Well, he just rings the normal customer support number that you've just rung. We're not busy at the moment, he'll get straight through to us. There's no calls waiting at the moment.
Right.
If he wants to ring us when he gets in from school, as long as he's sitting in front of the machine and he explains he's got a problem with the Jedi Knight game, we will talk him through what he needs to know. Everyone in this room knows what to do. they'll talk him through having a look at the DirectX driver, see
right.
what the problem is.
I hope you won't upset him or nothing.
Why would we upset him?
Well, because you've been a bit confrontational with me.
Well, how have I been confrontational with
him? Well, you raised your voice.
I've raised my voice.
Above the norm.
I'm sorry, I mean, if you say that, that's just the way my voice is. No, I haven't raised my voice above the norm.
It was a slight inflection.
I don't feel I've spoken to you any different than I've spoken to anybody else today, but no, we won't upset your son, don't worry.
Right, because he cries easily.
All he has to do is ring us, okay, all right, and say that he's having a problem with Jedi Knight, and as long as he's in front of the machine, we will actually talk him through.
Right.
We need to know on his system.
You won't shout at him or nothing?
No, we won't shout at him or anything.
I don't like it when people shout at my boy.
No, we don't. We're here to help you. We're not here to cause any problems, okay? And we're not going to. We will actually talk your son through what we need to know, and we'll establish what's going on, and then advise him accordingly.
You won't threaten him or shout at him?
I haven't threatened you or shouted.
No, I know you haven't, but he's my son, and sometimes he gets carried away and screams.
We don't threaten anybody. That's not what we're here for. If I threatened anybody, I'd be sacked.
Right. Good.
Okay. I'm
glad you won't.
We're in an open plan office, and my supervisor's actually sitting 2 yards away from me. I physically couldn't shout without him intervening.
You could call him over.
What, call, sorry?
You could call your supervisor over, and he could shout together. Combine two voices shouting in my son's ear into his head and his brain.
Why would we do that? You have my word, we will not shout at your son, and two of us will not gang up and shout at him.
Right.
But what we need to do to establish what's going on, okay, is someone in front of the PC, we can talk him through bit by bit what we need to look at on the PC, and we can establish why the game's not working.
What if he starts shouting? Because he does sometimes do that.
Obviously, you know, what we need, okay, is someone in front of the PC to actually talk them through a couple of bits. I mean, I can't,
Well, the thing is, the phone's downstairs and the computer's upstairs, so he'll have to keep running up and down the stairs. So he'll have to shout, because he'll be upstairs, so he'll have to shout down. That's what I meant about him shouting.
Right, but then we'll understand that.
Well, if he puts you on the speaker, will you shout at him so that he can hear you upstairs?
If that's what he wants us to do, yes.
You will shout at my son.
No. You say that if he puts the phone on the speaker, would we shout to be heard? No.
Right.
All I'll do is talk at the normal voice that I'm talking at you now, but I will talk him through, stage by stage, what he needs to do on the PC.
All right, then.
Okay.
Thanks. Sorry, I just had to clear that up, because he phoned up that other company about that quake, and they just yelled and shouted at him, you see, and he came away in tears.
Right, sure. I can't answer for the people that made Quake, but you have my word for it. What's his name?
What?
What's
his name's Daniel.
His name's Daniel, and what's his surname?
What?
What's his surname?
Ben Weathers.
Right. Daniel Ben Weathers, what I'll do is I'll make sure that everyone here knows that he's going to call and whoever, that they'll make sure they treat him correctly.
No shouting at him.
No shouting.
Unless he asks.
Yeah.
Right. Could you make sure they write that down and put it up on the wall there?
Yeah.
In red?
Yes.
In pretty text?
Yeah.
And draw a snowman under it?
What? No, we'll make sure no one shouts at your son.
Much obliged.
Okay, then.
That's most admirable of you. All right.
Okay, then.
I love you.
Okay, then. Bye.
Okay, bye.